In the past month, TVA reopened most recreation areas and campgrounds which had been closed due to COVID-19. Last week, we heard from Angelo Giansante, park manager for Hiwassee Ocoee State Park, Keith Jenkins, who owns Quest Expeditions, a rafting business, and James Everett, manager of TVA's River Forecast Center.
Angelo, Keith, James, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
TVA reopening along the Ocoee River. Tell us more about it.
The Ocoee hit some delays and snags with COVID, but we are now open and pumping and running a regular schedule. The outfitters have worked with us to extend some of those longer days in July to where we have more time out on the water. But we're really excited about having our guests come up and take an advantage of the opportunity this summer.
And Keith, that means a lot of work for you and the people who work with and for you.
There's been a lot of work going on. A lot of the outfitters have made arrangements due to all the issues of getting started late, putting on a few more trips, but the trip size is a little smaller, so that's creating some additional work for everyone within their office, breaking down trips. Reservations are really coming at a very short notice. People are coming in. We're having a good turnout. The weather's been good so far, so that even assists with that. People are realizing that we're open. So they're coming out. It looks good. July is looking like it may be a really good month, and we're excited about what we've got. We are missing some of our groups just because so many other things canceled up throughout the Southeast and all the U.S. But other than that, we are having a lot of turnout with families and groups, and a few more people are at home, and so we're having additional turnout with that. So that's making up for some of the missed groups that we had.
And James, tell us more about your role in all this.
So at TVA's River Forecast Center in Knoxville, we handle the scheduling of those releases from the Ocoee projects to support that whitewater use. Of course, we handle a lot more things than that as well. We're looking at TVA's 49 reservoirs, flows, rainfall, managing the system to achieve a lot of benefits, things like flood control, recreation, navigation, power generation, water supply, and water quality. So it's been an active year for us. Even with COVID going on, we've had record-breaking rainfall. The wettest start of the year, first several months of the year, broke records for rainfall, and we're trending towards the third straight consecutive year of record-breaking weather. We're glad to be able to support those flows that are favorable for rafting and recreational use on the Ocoee.
It might seem counterintuitive since we're talking about the outdoors here, but you still have to follow some guidelines since COVID is still very much with us with cases spiking up.
Absolutely. We've been following some guidelines. All the outfitters put in place what they were going to do going to the river with gear, with equipment, social spacing guests, and each one put in an additional plan of what they were doing at their outpost. Each one is a little bit different on how they greet guests, how they check guests in. For example, most went to all electronic waivers and check-in. So we're checking everything in before they get here. All they need to do is let us know that they're here. They're still spacing on bus. And of course, the river creates natural spacing once they get in a raft and make their way downriver. The sanitizing of jackets is doing that after each use. And same thing with the bus has been sanitized every time someone gets off the bus before anyone gets back on. And so we're following all those processes. And I think a lot of it's handled real well. Going in behind the scenes after people are getting off the bus so they don't notice a lot of it. So it makes a lot of it look normal to everyone as they arrive and put some normalcy back into their life, but also know that things are being taken care of.
And Angelo, how are you and your colleagues at the park handling things since there are guidelines still to be followed under COVID-19?
Tennessee State Parks has been very active in ensuring the safety of our guests from the beginning. Outside is where you want to be. This virus is not tend to like the outdoors at all from everything we've done research-wise. We've ramped up our cleaning procedures in our bathhouses and restrooms, and we're seeing record attendance. So we're ready for you to get here. Just make sure you make your reservations if you plan on camping.
And you've projected what the business is looking like going into July. The rest of the entire summer, what more can you tell us about whatever plans any of you might have?
Well, business-wise, boss, for the outfitters, they're planning for as close to normal Julys as they can plan out and predict out. They bring up, they have trained staff. And looking at that, August, obviously school starts back and things begin to slow off. So I would think all the outfitters are going to be able to prepare to have a good August. We have a full August. We have 5 weekends. So we're expecting August to be good. Labor Day, all of Labor Day falls in September. So we think we're going to have 2 very good months after July. Everything is looking good as we plan out from the schedule that just naturally happened. Some of the schools look like they've started a few days late. So that will also add to the people returning back here for the month of August and at the end of July as people take their last outing for summer.
As far as Tennessee State Parks go, we are still leading hikes, still having adventures. One of the greatest things about coming up to this area is the Ocoee River is a blast, but you're surrounded by beauty. You've got the Hiwassee River, you've got hikes, you've got rock climbing, mountain biking. This is the closest thing you can get to an outdoor theme park that I've seen in my entire life. I think that anyone who comes to this area will have fun for all ages, regardless of your group. We've got something here to offer you, so we hope you come and give it a shot.
Yeah, and for River Forecasting, we live and die by Mother Nature, rainfall patterns, and what goes on with rainfall and runoff. But for the Ocoee system, we'll continue to schedule that water to be there in the mornings to turn on past the diversion dam each morning at the expected time and provide those releases at the right timing and quantity for the rest of the summer.
All right, Angelo, Keith, James, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate everyone.
Thank you, guys.